Good morning. Tens of thousands of people gathered in Madrid yesterday for a protest by right-wing parties opposed to a government plan to ease tensions in the Catalonia region. The centre-right PP and Ciudadanos say Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's plan to appoint an intermediary for talks with separatists amounted to treason. The separatists have rejected the offer. They want a new independence vote. Like the right-wing, the ruling socialists also oppose Catalan independence. Far-right groups, including the Vox Party, were also present at the protest, held under the slogan for a united Spain, elections now. In a speech, PP leader Pablo Casado denounced Mr. Sanchez's policies as socialist surrender and deals under the table. Speaking shortly afterwards, Mr. Sanchez said his party had always been on the side of dialogue and was now attempting to resolve a crisis made worse by the PP when it was in power. On Friday, the government said the separatists had rejected its framework for talks. Deputy Prime Minister Carmen Calvo said the situation had stalled as separatist calls for an independence referendum were not acceptable. A train driver died and four people were seriously injured on Friday when two trains collided head-on outside of Barcelona. The crash occurred during the after-work rush hour, some 50 kilometres from the Catalan capital. The collision claimed the life of the 26-year-old driver and severely injured four passengers, whilst another 100 suffered minor injuries and 65 were unharmed. The rail company Renfe said an investigation has been opened into the crash. In November, one person died and 49 others were injured on the same line when a landslide caused a train to derail. And a British 79-year-old grandmother has been found dead in Andalusia after her family kept her mummified body in their house for a year. Police were only alerted to the house in Istanbul by her ex-husband. He was shocked to find his ex-wife's body and persuaded her daughter and teenage granddaughter to tell the police. An inspection at Malaga's Institute of Legal Medicine ruled out violence, and an autopsy will now confirm if the woman died of natural causes. Police think the family may not have announced the woman's death in order to evade burial fees or to continue claiming her pension. That's the latest from DRE. I'm Bob James.